Chapter 1. The morning Mother told us she was sick, True and me were just lying in the lime summer grass, smelling the bleach coming off the wash that jitterbugged on the line, and getting ready to play that name game with her. It's important for you to understand who you're dealing with so you can know what to expect from them, Mother said, pulling another sheet out of the laundry basket. You've got to remember that people are different in the city. How could we forget? She must have told us this over a gabillion times since we rented the upstairs of the house on Valete Street last summer. We were a mother and her three girls, and I supposed I had to count Hall, because that would be the charitable thing to do. Hall was Mother's husband, her third husband. True and me, we liked our own daddy better than Hall, but he died after a car crash on his way home from a Milwaukee Braves game with my Uncle Polly, who went through the windshield and got his brain damaged when he hit a fire hydrant, so now he had to live up with my granny over on 59th Street. Some man at his funeral called Daddy Lush. I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up the next day in the big dictionary they had over at the library. Lush is an adjective that means luxurious. That man was right. My daddy was lush, stuffed with lushness, like a chocolate cake with chocolate filling and chocolate frosting. Mother shook out the wet white sheet and said, "And one of the ways you can know what to expect from somebody is by knowing what country they originally came from, right? People's last names can tell you just about everything you'll need to know about them." True and me groaned because the name game was getting kind of old and was about as much fun as a splinter under your thumbnail. But Mother, she loved this name game even better than Chinese checkers. "I don't have all day." Mother gave us her "do you smell dog poop" look, so True called out, "Latour," real quick. True was gorgeous looking, red wavy hair that stopped at her shoulders and freckles across her nose only. And she had the kind of blue eyes that looked like the sky when it just woke up in the morning and hadn't turned that blue jean color it got later on in the day. True was thin, except at her lips, which were poofy, and made her look a little pouty all the time, which was true some of the time. And she had long fingers, which were good for playing the second-hand piano we had in the living room. Mother thought pianos made a family look high class. Granny told me that piano business was a little stuck up of her daughter since Mother grew up in Milwaukee, just a few streets down from where we live now, right across the street from the Feelin' Good Cookie Factory, which was known far and wide for its chocolate chip cookies. What Granny really said, because she was always saying stuff like this, was, "Helen should know by now that she can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear." Mother cupped her hand around her ear, so True yelled louder, "Latour!" Helen and True, two peas in a pod, Granny also always said, just look at 'em.